From the internet.
From the internet.
To your ears. This is RFD.
Alert. 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 Wake up! Wake up! Do you understand what's happening out there?
I don't know about you, but I want to party. I want to rock the house. I want to take care of business, if you know what I mean, and I hope you do. So buckle your belts, grab your hats, zip your pants, and hoist your bats. We got some rocking to do tonight.
Welcome to the Stephen Roy Podcast. I am Stephen Roy. It is the 22nd of November, the year of our Lord, 2025. It's awesome to be with you today. Got a couple hours of good music and the Rumble. Don't forget the Rumble. There might be rant. There might be rantage. And then tunage. So that's good, right? Yeah, I think so. It's a beautiful day here in West Texas. Supposed to be 65 and sunny today. There is no football. Texas Tech has a bye week. So we will watch it tomorrow. So because there's not nearly as much going on today, we can do our full podcast just for you. Got a lot of good music queued up. And as always, sometimes the best radio is just winging it. You know, I started broadcasting in 1999 with my public access show, Tech Stuff, your show about technology. Now, for those that don't know, unless you're old, like me, back in the 80s, when cable first became super popular, they were looking for content, right? So local individuals living in the community could produce their own television show. It was totally, and that sprang PEG access. What's PEG access? Public, educational, and government access. Now, government access still exists today. If you can see the city council meeting where you live live, that's government access. Or if you see ball games on a local channel from your local ISD, that's educational access. You don't see public access much anymore. That's where anyone can produce their own television show, which was fun. Usually, the producers that I worked with all had an agenda. They were trying to promote some business or something. But that wasn't the intent of it. I'm a technology geek. I'm the first to admit it. I'm a technology nerd. And so I talked about technology. So some of you that have been listening for a super long time on Radio Free Dish Nuts, thank you for listening. I still am a technology nut, but yes, I rant about politics. That didn't start until my Stephen Roy podcast, which was about 2012. So from 1999 to 2012, I talked about technology mostly and played music. And now it's mostly ranting about politics. But, you know, that's not the best radio. Yes, that is a talk format that people love. But even I get tired of talk politics sometimes, so it's nice to hear about other stuff too. As I tell people all the time, well, I love West Texas. I've lived here since June 1st, 2017. That's when I crossed the border back into the United States north of Muleshoe. And if you drive through California, New Mexico, yes, Northern Arizona didn't seem bad to me. I haven't spent a whole lot of time there. But I do have family that lives in Phoenix, in the Phoenix suburbs. And they love Arizona. My brother had a second home in Arizona for many years. And he loved it there. So I certainly can't say anything bad about Arizona. Of course, it is Arizona Stan. I can talk about that and the 2020 massive fraud election. And that's what it was and still exists today. The Hobbit, that's my name for Katie Hobbs. The Hobbit has destroyed Arizona Stan. Remember when she sued the first Trump administration to remove the container wall that was built on the border? I mean, come on. Are you an idiot? Do you really want... This is what you should ask people when they say we should have open borders. You ask them this. Do you really want women raped and murdered? Do you want the rape and murder of women and children? That's what you ask them. Oh, so you're okay with the rape and murder of women and children? See what the reaction would be. When I said that to a leftist colleague, I think his head was going to explode. It was like, you could see the Trump derangement syndrome was about to explode his skull. Anyway, I'm talking too much. Let's go ahead and get the rumble rolling. Take these headphones off. Position myself for the camera. Ah. Welcome to the Rumble for I almost said June 22nd. It is November 22nd, the year of our Lord, 2025. Maybe it's wishful thinking, because in August, Dee and I were laying on the beach on the Mexican Riviera. I was just thinking about that this morning. You know why? Because I have this cold cup. Dee bought one, a brown one for me and a yellow one for her. And we used to sip pina coladas from our beverage keeper holder in the pool. We used to sip our pina coladas in the pool. Here was the pool and here was the beach. It was an infinity pool. Here's the wall of the infinity pool. Boom! Beach right there. And it was wonderful. We had a wonderful time there, and I'd like to go back. Yeah, I'm not going to mention the name of the resort. It was all-inclusive. I can tell you this. It was between Cancun and Playa del Carmen. It was between Cancun and Playa del Carmen on the Mexican Riviera, and that beach just beyond the infinity pool was Maroma Beach. That's the only secrets I'm going to tell you. You can figure the rest out for yourself. They don't sponsor the show, so I'm not going to give them a free plug, right? They don't sponsor the show. So you can see my devil tee here today. This is admittedly an old Texas Tech shirt. Well, Texas Tech's not playing today. Wreck 'em. But then I was so sad to see what happened to the Chiefs last weekend, but we won't talk about that. So I won't talk about what happened with Texas Tech versus Purdue. I didn't watch the game. There was 8 or 10 minutes to go, and the score was bad. It was bad. So hopefully they just didn't show up to play because it was bad. Anywho, that's Texas Tech basketball. Texas Tech football is doing great. They're 10-1. If they win next weekend, more than likely they'll be in the national championship playoffs, regardless of what happens to the Big 12 championship in Arlington coming up like a week or two later, or maybe a week later. I don't know. I'm not going. It's in Jerry's world, and I'm not going to spend a bazillion dollars to go there. I mean, I'd like to, but I don't have unlimited funds. And we already went to 3 games this year, which was wonderful, except for the first one that was rained out. I would have stayed even after the rain delay, but Dee and my family wanted to leave, so we left. I wasn't very happy about that. It was a blowout anyway. But anywho, I digress. Welcome to the Stephen Roy podcast. I have no idea what I'm going to talk about, so let's go to the... Sometimes radio is the best when it's not overly pre-planned. Now, if I did this full-time and was actually paid to do it, I would do massive show prep. This is what you do when you're paid to be in broadcasting, and I know broadcasters are watching this. Yes, I would do a lot of show prep. I would. I would do a lot of show prep. I'd know approximately what I'm going to talk about. Unless you're in television, it's generally not scripted. Unless you have a teleprompter in television, and I've never worked with a teleprompter. Well, I shouldn't say that. I did work... My first studio where I broadcast tech stuff, your show about technology, to 30 different cable systems, that studio did have a teleprompter, but I didn't use it much. What I learned early in my broadcasting career is that it's not good to script it. Nobody wants to hear a robot talking, right? Nobody wants to hear that. So I would have an outline of stuff I want to talk about. And that is how you make good radio and television. Unscripted radio or television is the best. Nobody wants to hear your leftist hack bull s either. And like the 3 listeners that watch The Spew, Nobody wants to hear that BS. Nobody. So let's go to the X at Stephen Roy Radio. As of this moment, I have 9,305 followers. Lost one from just a few minutes ago. That's okay. Oftentimes, bots are taken off the X. So you can join me on the X at Stephen Roy Radio. This is a great video. Amy posted this. She said, "Is this toxic masculinity?" And it shows lots of great movie, like car racing and skydiving and rock music and people rushing the field after a big victory, hockey players fighting, racing in the snow in an off-road vehicle, UFC fighters after they win. I mean, jousting. That's about as masculine as you can get. So is this toxic masculinity, all this stuff?
Yeah, that's toxic masculinity.
I had a guy say to me once on a conference call,
"You know what? That's a microaggression."
So we talked about this in my church men's group this week. I go to a lunch men's group on Wednesdays. And we talked about, how are children being raised? Are they being raised with the proper morals? Are they being raised properly? Well, I saw a great comedian last night. You need to see. His name is Jerry Gee, and he has a special on Netflix. And you need to watch that, because he talks a lot about parents and parenting and how we're really not preparing. She doesn't talk about this, but I'm talking about how we just don't prepare children properly to live in the real world, right? You can't shelter your children their whole lives. If you're a parent, you don't exist to be their friend. You can relate to them on that level when they're adults, but it is your job to prepare your children to live in the world, right? They need to be taught that there's winners and losers.
Oh, no, nobody can win. Everybody has to get a participation trophy.
What? Participation trophy? No. Uh-uh. There's winners and losers. And the sooner your children are taught that, they will strive to do their best and win, right? Do you think that Patrick Mahomes spends 100 bazillion hours training and staying in shape so that he can lose? No, I don't think so. I don't think so. It is a lot of work, a lot of work. If you want to see another good show, I just saw it for the second time last night. I know I've seen it before. On Netflix, it's called The Seat. The Seat. And you can see this young man, I mean, he's 17 when he starts in Formula One, and you can see him training his A off. Well, yes, this is what you have to do if you're going to race at that level. Mary had mentioned this, and it's just so funny. Fartwell goes on Jimmy Kimmel saying he's going to run for governor. And I said, my gosh, I said, Fartwell, here's a guy that was sleeping with Bang Bang. That's her Chinese name is Fang Fang, okay? Since he slept with her, I call her Bang Bang. Once it's found out she's a Chinese spy, she's recalled from China, and then she dies in an airplane crash. They say she died in an airplane crash. Yeah, you and I both know that she was probably eliminated because she was discovered to be a spy. Do you know that every Chinese national that comes here, doesn't matter if you're in college or working here, you are expected to spy for China. Yeah, that's Fartwell. And then Fartwell goes on CNBC and farts on national television, and that's where he got his name, Fartwell. He will forever be known as Fartwell. So let's see, well, when I scroll down here, let's see if when I posted that about Fartwell. Basically, I said that sleeping with a Chinese spy and farting on national television is a prerequisite. It's a prerequisite to be in Congress or a governor of a leftist state. I think that's like some kind of prerequisite. So if you show treason, oh man, if you're a treasonous leftist hack, you're more than qualified to be in government as a leftist hack. That's exactly right. I'm scrolling down. Yeah, here's a Senator Mark Kelly who joined that traitor video. Did you see the traitor video with these Congress critters? I said, hey, Senator Mark Kelly, what's it like to be a traitor? Maybe you should move to North Korea or Venezuela or China if you want socialism, because socialism does not work. It has never worked. Every time it's been tried. Remember socialized medicine in the Netherlands? Remember that? If you're a Nederlander, do you remember socialized medicine in the Nederlands? Well, guess what? They dropped it. It still exists for the poor and the elderly, but the care is terrible. Beyond that, they have private health care in the Netherlands. So if you have insurance or if you have money, you can get good quality health care. Now, not all public health care is bad. I'm not going to say that because that's ridiculous. You know, I used to talk smack about our local public hospital, and I was wrong. Because when I had to go have a colonoscopy there, that was fun. When I had to do that, you know, in my early 50s, I had a great experience. I mean, as great as you can have with that, right? I'm not saying, oh, man, I want another one of those. Woo! That would be stupid, wouldn't it? So, there you have it. Some lot of stuff that I post I'm not going to mention on the show. Now, yesterday, Buck Sexton said that cobbler is nothing more than pie that's been smashed and he won't eat it. Obviously, you're a New Yorker there, Buck. Obviously. How could you not like cobbler? Oh my gosh, so what if the crust is mashed? It's the same thing as pie, right? You could take an apple pie and go, and you have cobbler. I mean, I don't mind my pie cobbled. I'll eat it. It's nummy. It's good stuff. Lisa posted this. If the government says you don't need a gun, you need a gun. And I said, and I gave this quote. Quote, you want to find out how the American government will take care of you? Ask the American Indian. Who said that? Henry Ford. And he's right. You want to find out how good the government's going to take care of you? Ask a Native American. Ask them. They'll tell you how wonderful this government can take care of you. Mm-hmm. The truth has come out. Listen to this. Listen to this. From Breitbart. Vice President J.D. Vance revealed that President Trump offered to work on fixing Obamacare with leftist Dem leaders, Plug Schumer and Hockey Jeffy. He offered to work with them before the shutdown. They were caught off guard by that answer, and their demand was to prevent the shutdown, was to fix the whole health care system in 3 days. 3 days. That's what it was going to take. Yeah. Their solution? Give us $1.5 trillion to put a few hundred million illegal aliens on free health care. No. They said, and I quote, we really want to address the healthcare problem confronting the American people. The president said, well, absolutely, we agree. We want to address the healthcare system problems confronting the American people. In fact, you people screwed it up with Obamacare, the Unaffordable Care Act. And now you're coming to us saying, let's fix it. Great. Let's fix it. And then they said, I think we were kind of caught off guard, and they're like, well, but we want to fix before we're willing to open up the government. And the president was like, that's like 3 days from now. You want us to fix the American healthcare system in the next 3 days, and unless you do it, you're going to shut down the government? How about we open up the government and then work together to fix American healthcare? And then, of course, we know the history. We know the rest of the story. Leftist idiots shut down the government for what, 40-something days? Uh-huh. Don't lie. We know what happened, and we will find out what happened. So what's the point of lying? That's just stupid. Oh, here's an interesting factoid. Yesterday, this was posted. This picture of heavyweight boxing champion Max Bauer. Heavyweight boxing champion Max Bauer
Says he lived from February 11th, 1909 to November 21st, 1959. Which is kind of sad. 50 years old. Died of a massive heart attack. Well, did you know, when I looked up Max Bauer, did you know about Max Bauer Jr.? Oh, I bet you did know. It's interesting that his son, Max Bauer Jr., was Jethro on the Beverly Hillbillies. Forever a part of our culture, a yeech bowl of anything will forever be called a Jethro bowl. So if you have a big old bowl of cereal, a big old bowl of popcorn, a big old bowl of anything, that's a Jethro bowl. Isn't that funny? And so I'm sure you know him, but let me pull up a picture of Max Bauer Jr. That's Max Bauer Jr. Now the sad thing after the Beverly Hillbillies is that, you know, he played this big dude that was very strong, but not very smart. So he was typecasted after the Beverly Hillbillies, and he found it difficult to find other acting work. Well, do you know he's still alive today? According to the Wikipedia, he's 87 years old. Isn't that cool? I was happy to find that out. Another leftist Dem is going to prison for 14 years. Grammy-winning rapper Prakazaral Praz Mikkel of the Fugees was sentenced on Thursday to 14 years in prison for a case in which he was convicted of funneling millions of dollars in foreign contributions to Barack Hussein Obama Jr. in his 2012 fraud election campaign. Of course, Barry wasn't aware, right? Thanks, Ken, for posting that. Yeah. I said, you can be guaranteed that Bathhouse Barry was involved. Guaranteed. Look at this video. This is video of a roofing company in Dallas working in the middle of the night. They're scraping shingles off a roof. And you'll notice they have big old chunks of foam rubber that they use to sit on, kneel on while they're working on the roof. Now, I can't judge these people for working their A off because I watched them roof my house, which has a really steep roof. Now, these guys have lines on. They have ropes on, you may notice. I don't think there was one rope used in the roofing of my house. And virtually every home in my subdivision has been re-roofed. Now, it's not for me to judge, but I can almost guarantee you that these roofers were illegal aliens. Not one of them spoke English. I can almost guarantee you they were illegal aliens. But you know what? Someone said, you should call ICE. Yeah, this is also someone with TDS. I said, no, I'm not going to call ICE. I should be arresting the owners of these roofing companies for employing illegal aliens. Now, their defense will be, well, I did the I-9 verification and it came back good. Uh-huh. Yeah, these identifications are used over and over and over again. Sometimes dozens of people are working off of one social security number. So, there's nothing on here, but it is itching. I know I should try soap and water. So this person that said, call ICE, I didn't block them, but I did mute them, so they're not going to be appearing on my X at Stephen Roy Radio again. So Juanita Broderick posted this, good grief, loser Fartwell is running for California governor. Makes you wonder just how low a state can sink. Yes, I told you, a leftist hack who committed massive treason by banging a China spy for, I don't know, God only knows how many years, 20 years. And now he's going to run for governor. Is that treason like a prerequisite to run for governor? I think so. So this is what I wrote. Maybe banging a China spy and farting on national television is a prerequisite. To leftist hacks, Fartwell's treason makes him qualified. That's about right, right? Yeah, I think so. I said a prayer yesterday for John Fetterman because he had some kind of heart incident and passed out and really, really mashed up his face, but I'm glad to see he's doing good. When the voice of reason in the Democrat Party is Senator Fetterman from Pennsylvania, Sure makes you wonder, right? Cat Turd posted something interesting about MTG. When MTG was elected, the left, Democrats, and almost all Republicans in Congress hated her guts. But while the entire world was against MTG, me, most of you, and President Trump loudly supported her for years. She has betrayed everyone who stood by her from the beginning just because she wants to be a star and the new darling of leftist idiot media. She pretends it's about Epstein to deflect her total reversal on almost everything she stood for just a few years ago. This typical political hack. You know, whichever way the wind's blowing, that's what you believe. Everyone has seen the receipts and old tweets about almost every subject. She uses people to get what she wants, then betrays them without blinking an eye, with a big smile on her face. She's an absolutely horrible human being. This is from Cat Turd about MTG. All right. I clicked on posts instead of replies. Let's scroll back down to MTG. Here's an interesting post from Alex Jones. And here's a former high-level deep state operative Patrick Burney breaks down how President Trump can get political prisoner Tina Peters, who exposed the 2020 stolen election, out of custody and get Attorney General Pam Bondi to submit her letter of resignation simultaneously. Yes, she needs to go, because she's done almost nothing. And here's what I wrote. Someone else wrote something too, but that's not important. What I wrote's important. I said, pardon her at real Donald Trump. Pardon Tina Peters, Donald Trump. It will forever expose the 2020 massive fraud election, resulting in hundreds of thousands of murdered Americans from the bribe invasion bloodbath. And like I said on the start of the podcast, if you encounter a leftist idiot who is infected with a terminal wasting disease, TDS, now hopefully they're not in stage 5, then you can't help them, they're terminal. But if you encounter one of these leftist idiots, this is what you ask them. Oh, so you think it's okay, right, to rape and murder women and children? That's okay? So we should have open borders, so it's okay for hundreds of thousands of Americans to be poisoned by fentanyl, because they are still dying of fentanyl poisoning. In fact, I read an article recently that there's another drug, I don't even remember the name of it, but there's another drug that's even more poisonous than fentanyl that's being circulated now. And what a sad thing. I saw a video, you know, it's one of those videos where what's been seen can't be unseen. Saw this video on the X of a guy in Portland, and this man's just laying there, dead, rigor mortis, dead. Obvious fentanyl overdose. I mean, he's like sitting there, and he's dead. And everybody just walks by him like he's not even there. This is what's happening on the streets of America. And I saw another great post up on here about San Francisco. Last time I was in San Francisco, I won free tickets to go to see the San Francisco Giants. I was a fan at the time. This is the summer of 2016. And I was in the suite from the Bay Area Sports Network at Giants Stadium. And I saw Madison Bumgarner pitch a complete game. How many pitchers today that you know can pitch a complete game? Well, Mad Bomb is a big, strong man from the mountains of North Carolina. And I think he's from Lenoir, which is very close to where my family lives in North Carolina. In fact, my cousin played baseball against Mad Bomb, and he was the only one on the team to even foul off a ball. That's how dominating, even in high school, Mad Bomb was. He used to retire the entire side every game. That's how good he is. Now, he could throw 100 miles an hour, but he typically didn't, so that he could pitch the entire game. And then he could hit, too. I saw him bat. I don't think he hit a home run the game that I was there, But man, the guy cranks him out of the park because he's a big, strong man. It's awesome. So that was that. I haven't watched this video yet. Last night, SpaceX launched a Falcon 9 rocket with 29 Starlink satellites to orbit from Florida. Starlink is becoming more and more popular for rural, especially rural, high-speed internet. I've been to a Texas Tech football game where people had a Starlink set up next to their tailgate to get internet access, which I think is awesome. They might have been streaming the game. I do not know, or watching it locally because it's typically broadcasted locally. Or it's on, you know, one of the cable networks. But anywho, Time Magazine posted this retarded article about, what did it say? Let me see, show more. They're reporting how communities are navigating the realities of a climate disaster response. Yeah, it should be the lack of response. Climate disaster. That's a joke. The three fires in LA were started simultaneously. I saw a satellite video from space at the exact moment the three fires started, at the exact same moment. You trying to tell me that that's a coinky dink? No, it is not. It's arson. All three fires were started near large groups of homes where there was heavy brush to start the fire. Then you know why there was heavy brush? Because if the brush wasn't cleared, there's no fire control in Southern California. That's why it was so bad. So you got massively windy conditions. You got Pacific Palisades had no water from a 1 million gallon reservoir to fight fires. You can imagine that as a firefighter, right? You cruise up to a fire hydrant, you connect your hose from the fire hydrant to your pumper, to your engine, and you turn it on, and guess what? There's no water. Imagine that. If you're a fireman, here's people's homes burning, but you can't do anything about it because you have no water. That's just disgusting. Worse, there were so many cuts to the whole LA area's fire departments. They didn't even test the fire hydrants. So if you can't turn a fire hydrant on, it's not going to work. Don't matter if there's water there or not. Now, I've lived in many communities where firefighters go out. And you can see them open up a fire hydrant, squirt out some water for a few minutes, turn it back off, go to the next one. That's how they test the fire hydrants. I have not seen it, but my colleagues tell me, yes, that is what's done here in West Texas. So, let me scroll down. This is how the government takes care of Native Americans. There's Max Bauer. There's the Malbama buddy who stole hundreds of millions of dollars and funneled it to Malbama. MTG, we just talked about that. Now, here's a funny video. Here's a funny meme. Chris Martineau posted this. Apparently, when Christopher Rain Man testified before Congress, he lied about January 6th. Yeah, Rain Man. Christopher Rain Man lied about January 6th because they had hundreds of FBI agents undercover. Hundreds. That's what happened. It was nothing but an orchestrated false flag event to prevent the protest of massive fraud election in 2020. And then here's Chris Farley talking to Pam Bondi. For the love of God, arrest somebody already! For the love of God, just arrest somebody. That is funny. Very funny. All right. And the C3 posted, Tina Peters is guilty of catching the Democrats cheating. That's why she's been imprisoned for what? Over a year now? You get like 14 years in prison because you expose somebody cheating in a massive fraud election? I don't think so. So here Brian posted this. It's a good post. When Trump moves to cut off over half the 42 million people currently receiving food stamps by forcing them to reapply and prove they are all U.S. citizens, it's the first step in game over for the mass illegal immigration intentional invasion of our nation. It's replacement strategy. That's what it is. That's what it was. I thought that theory was crazy when I first heard it. But you don't import 100 million illegal aliens unless you are trying to replace the American citizens that will never vote for you. Mm-hmm. It says this ends the replacement strategy the elite class has been pursuing for 50 years. The second step will be making about 8 million illegal aliens move out of the houses they illegally purchased with illegal loans and illegal mortgages. I would venture to say it's over 8 million illegal aliens that have falsified their mortgage applications.
Well, that's just a clerical error. That's okay. You can't prosecute Wiki James for that.
Really? Well, that's why she went after President Trump. So why wouldn't we prosecute Wiki James? All right, it's over 30 minutes. So that's going to do it for the Stephen Roy Rumble for today. Thank you so much for watching. Hey, you have a great day. You have a great evening. You have a great week. Yes, now you have to. That does it for the Rumble. All right, I got some good music queued up for you, and I've got more that I want to play for you if the interwebs are working. So let's play that for you. I was thinking of this song this morning, and it's a great song. So I played it for D, and so I want to play it for you. It's DC Talk on the Stephen Roy Podcast. XP sucks! Wrestling with me.
XB sucks!
Oh my god! No way!
Oh my god, RFD!
Making love to you was never second best. I saw the world rushing all around your face, never really knowing it was always mesh and lace. I'll stop the world and melt with you. You've seen the difference and it's getting better all the time. There's nothing you and I won't do. I'll stop the world and melt with you. We should know better. Dream of better lives, the kind which never hate. We should see. Trapped in a state of imaginary grace. We should know better. I made a pilgrimage to save this human race. Comprehending the race had long gone by. I'll stop the world and melt with you. You've seen the difference and it's getting better all the time. There's nothing you and I won't do. I'll stop the world and melt with you.
Mm-hmm. real radio was never like this. This is RFD.
Oh, You're looking good just like a snake in the grass. One of these days you're gonna break your glass. Don't bring me down. No, 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 no. I'll tell you what's wrong before I get off the floor. Don't bring me down.
Whoever thought you could have this much fun with a PC? This is RFD.
Show you how to do-si-do. I can show you how to scratch a record. I can take apart the remote control, and I can almost put it back together. I can tie a knot in a cherry stem. I can tell you about Leif Erikson. I know all the words to De Colores, and I'm proud to be an American. Me and my friend saw a platypus. Me and my friend made a comic book, and guess how long it took. I can do anything that I want, cause look, I can keep rhythm with no metronome. No metronome. No metronome. And I can see your face on the telephone. On the telephone, on the telephone. Look at me, just called to say that it's good to be alive in such a small world. I'm all curled up with a book to read. I can make money, open up a thrift store. I can make a living off a magazine. I can design an engine 64 miles to a gallon of gasoline. I can make new antibiotics. I can make computers survive aquatic conditions. I know how to run a business, and I can make you want to buy a product. Movers, shakers, and producers. Me and my friends understand the future. I see the strings that control the system. I can do anything with no resistance, cause I can lead a nation with a microphone. With a microphone, with a microphone. And I can split the atom of a molecule. Of a molecule, of a molecule. My reach is global, my tower secure. My cause is noble, my power is pure. I can hand out a million vaccinations, or let them all die in exasperation. Have them all healed from the lacerations, have them all killed by assassination. I can make anybody go to prison just because I don't like them. And I can do anything with no permission. I have it all under my command, because I can guide a missile by satellite, by satellite, by satellite. And I can hit a target through a telescope, through a telescope, through a telescope. And I can end the planet in a holocaust, 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 in a holocaust.
With no handlebars, no handlebars, no handlebars. I can ride my bike with no
sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah. Get a good feeling, yeah. Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah. I get a feeling that I never, 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 never had before. No, no, I get a good feeling, yeah.
Yes, I can. Doubt better leave. I'm running with this plan. Pull me, grab me, grab us in the fucking game. Have me, I'll be the president one day. January 1st. Oh, you like that gossip? Like you the one drinking what gossip.com. For your tongue, how many Rolling Stones you bought? Yeah, I got a brand new spirit speaking and it's done. Woke up on the side of the bed like I won. Talk like the wind in my chest to that sun. G5 in the U.S. to Taiwan. Now who can say that? I want to play back. Mama knew I was a needle in a haystack. Upper body boy, plus made back. I got a feeling it's a rap. Hey,
sound. Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
Cry until dawn. Oh, 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 oh. some perfect world we know we'll never find. So perhaps I should leave here. Yeah.
Time. mies und keinen Platz für Sieger. Kriegsminister gibt's nicht mehr und auch keine Düsenflieger. Heute zieh ich meine Runden, seh die Welt in Trümmern liegen, hab einen Luftballon gefunden, denk an dich und lass ihn.
Blinded me with something. I don't know.
looks way too much for way too little. He drinks way too early till way too late. He hasn't had a race since New Year's Day in 88. Gets trampled on by everyone except when he comes in here. Now he's a product of the haggard generation. He's got a redneck side when you get him agitated. He got the go-tooth look from a stiff right hook. He's proud he took for his right wing stand on Vietnam. Says he lost his brother there. He yells out Johnny Cash and the band starts to play. A ring of fire as he walks up and stands there by the stage. And he says, hell yeah, I'll turn it up right on. And hell yeah, sounds good. Sing that song. Guitar man playing all night long. Take me back to where the music hit me. Life was good and love was easy. Got an MBA and a plush corner office. She got a don't mess with me attitude. She'll close a deal. She don't reveal that she can't feel the loneliness, the emptiness, except when she comes in here. She's a product of the me generation. She got a rock and roll side when you get her agitated. She got the tattoo there on her derriere from a spring break there in Panama. When love was all she thought she'd ever need. She yells out to the band, no really Bruce Springsteen. Then she jumps up on the bar and she starts to scream. She says, hell yeah. Right on. Hell yeah, sounds good. Sing that song. Guitar man playing all night long. Take me back to where the music hit me. Life was good, love was easy. Yeah, yeah. Entertain to get my mind off thinking about Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Song. A guitar man playing all night long. Take me back to where the music hit me. Life was good. Hell yeah, turn it up, right on. Hell yeah, sounds good. Sing that song. A guitar man playing all night long. Take me back to where the music hit me. Life was good.
RFD Radio Free Dish Nuts. Hope you enjoyed listening to the show today. Great to be with you for a full podcast. Absolutely. Thanks to Dish Nut Pat and everyone for carrying our show on Radio Free. Lexington, stop! Lexington, the producer's going crazy out there. So thanks to Dish Nut Pat, all the Dish Nuts, for broadcasting our show on Radio Free Dish Nuts. Thanks to you, thank ye, to everyone who makes the Game Bird server possible, without which there would be no podcast. Oh, the Stephen Roy Show. And thank you for listening. Do appreciate that each and every week. I do. That's going to do it for me. And we're going to, next, we're going to, let's see if I can play. So if the intraweb what's the word I'm looking for? If it will allow us to play the video, to play this, it's a video, but I'm going to play the music for you. Obviously, on the podcast, we're going to play that and some more good music since we have less than 15 minutes to go in the podcast. So if it will play, here's Brandon Lake and Jelly Roll on the Stephen Roy Podcast. Thanks for listening. You have a great week. Yes. Now you have to. If it'll play.
Yeah, I don't always feel it. Yeah, but that's when I need it the most. So I'm gonna keep on singing till my soul catches up with my song. And there's times when my hands go up freely, times that it calls. And there's days when a praise comes out easy, days when it takes all the strength I got. I'll bring my heart, thought, heartfelt bids to hell. Hallelujah. And I'll bring my storm-tossed, torn-self story to tell. Hallelujah. Oh, oh, oh. 'Cause God, you've been patient. God, you've been gracious. Yeah, the struggle keeps me on it, and it brings down the walls of my pride. 'Cause faith isn't proven like gold till it's been through the fire. Hey, hey. My head, heart, and hands are feeling it. That's when I lift them just a little higher. I bring my heartfelt, been to hell. Hallelujah.
sunrise. Looking back from the other side, I can see now with open eyes. Darkest water and deepest pain, I wouldn't trade it for anything. 'Cause my brokenness brought me to you, and these wounds are a story you'll use. So I'm thankful for the scars, 'cause without them I wouldn't know your heart. And I know they'll always tell of who you are. So forever I am thankful for the scars. Now I'm standing in confidence, strength of your faithfulness. And I'm not who I was before. No, I don't have to fear anymore. So I'm thankful for the scars, 'cause without them I wouldn't know.
Maybe.
my soul out of these chains. I'm a dead man living, and God did it. Taking my sin, taking my shame, breaking my soul out of these chains. I've been forgiven, and God did it. I got stolen by the grave robber. Pick me up from that rock bottom. Wash my soul in that holy water. Brought me back to life. I got stolen by the grave robber. Pick me up from that rock bottom. Wash my soul in that holy water. Brought me back to life. One more soul blown away. One more sinner been saved by grace. This dead man, he ain't dead no longer. All because of that grave robber. That brave robber.
Got a front row seat to the madness. I pick up my phone every morning out of habit. I've been fiending for the drama, yeah, I said it. I'm addicted to the rush, need a medic. When I take a step back, I can see it. All the pain, all the fear we've been feeling. Losing sight of the thing that we're needing. That we're needing. Honestly, take a good long look in the mirror. Search my heart and soul, make it clearer. Help me take your love, trade the bitter.